Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Dr. Daniel Hopp, where kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's show, visit our website at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us on Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.
Welcome, brothers and sisters. If this is your very first time tuning in, I'm your host, Dr. Daniel Hopp. We thank you for listening to the Voice of Destiny Show, where our vision is to empower you to be, do, and have everything that God has given you in order to accomplish His purpose for your life. Remember, in 1 Peter, Scripture tells us that we are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, that we are a priest that are supposed to show forth the praises of God. And God wants us to understand everything that we need to know in order to be His kingdom representatives and models in every element of life. And today we are continuing our conversation on the role of the phenomenal family, the family that is a phenomenon, who actually seeks first the kingdom of God and all God's righteousness and have everything added to them. How is it that God is able to raise up these families in this very hostile environment towards the family in the days that we're living in, and they can actually reach that destination that is called phenomenal? We do know that that in Revelations 11:15, the word tells us the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever. And He's going to do that through the role that our families, us kingdom citizens, our families are fulfilling in the culture that we're living in today. To help us to increase our knowledge about God's will concerning phenomenal families, I've invited Prophet Judith Pert to talk with us from Crown of Glory Ministries in the Baltimore, Washington area. And Judy, I want to welcome you to Voice of Destiny. And hey, what is God saying to you about family these days?
Hello, Prophet Harp. How are you?
I'm blessed.
It's wonderful to be on your broadcast.
Thank you.
This time I was on one last time talking about sexual intimacy and things of that nature. And I thank God for your life, your ministry, and being able to get the word out. I would say family. You know, I think about family. My husband and I, we have been married 27 years this year. Just celebrated
congratulations.
Our 27th anniversary. Thank you. And then my five children, two college graduates. My daughter graduates next year. Another two sons just entering into, college, the two-year college program. So I'm blessed. And so many.
You're very blessed because, you know that's not the national average. 50% of our kids are dropping out of high school, and that's phenomenal to hear that.
Yes.
That's phenomenal.
Yes. Thank you. And, you know, we talk about in our nation about, you know, men being in prison, and they would spend $30,000 a year for them in prison and not educate them, you know. But I want to thank God for parents that are out there doing that and those that desire to do it. But I just want to talk a little bit about what it means to be a phenomenal family and how God brought my husband and myself into this place of what you call phenomenal. When I look up the word phenomenal, it means remarkable. It means extraordinary. It means perceptible by the senses or through immediate experience. You know, a lot of families start out when they get married to say, I want a remarkable marriage, a remarkable family. You don't start out wanting divorce or separation. That is not the intent. But the enemy comes and attacks marriages and attacks families. And we know 50% of our marriages end in divorce. America has over a high rate of divorce. You know, it has
50%, 51% now.
50%, no, 51% now. And then also, you know, Americans over 50 are getting divorced, 50 years of age. So we have a lot of work to do in the family. So to be this phenomenal, remarkable family, what do we need to do? I mean, we look at the lifestyle of Abraham. We think about the pattern, the fatherhood ministry that he had, and the patriarch of the family, and the command that God gave him to teach his children. In Genesis 18, he says, I've chosen him that he may command his children and his household after him to keep the word of God, all right, and by doing righteousness and justice, so that the Lord may bring good things to Abraham. So what I'm saying is in order for the family to be in order, the father has to be in place. And God gave Abraham a vision. He said, you know what, in Genesis chapter 12, he says, I want you to do something. I want you to leave your home, leave your family, leave your natural family to a land I will show you. And so the birthing of a new beginning of an extraordinary family is an experience with God. And so until the father, the man, get in line and connection with God, hear from God, God, I need your predestination for my life, your predetermination, your predetermined will for me. I don't know how to live and do what you want me to do. I'll do it my way, but to do it your way is that extraordinary birthing of a family. It's a family that is inside of those children, that wife becomes the purpose of God. And so when God connects the man to his voice, to his will, to his spirit, to his purposes, to his word, then out of that birth a phenomenal family, an extraordinary family with the gifts and talents and abilities of God to do something different to impact their generation, their world, and their nation. Because God said to Abraham, he says, in you will all the families of the earth be blessed. He said, it's in you, it's in your loins, it's in your seed, the ability to impact their generation and make a difference in their world is in the children, in the seed of Abraham, in the faith that Abraham had with God. That faith is transferable into the seed, into the children, into the soil, that the fruit and the trees would grow up with the same fruit.
Wow.
And so God said, this is the phenomenal family.
This is important. Families don't even know that they should set a goal. They should have an ambition of not being average, that we should set a destination for my family. As for me and my family, it's going to serve the Lord. We're going to live our lives north of average, because we understand clearly from looking at the Adam and Eve family, looking at Noah's family, looking at Abraham's family, that each of those family had an intent, a purpose in which God had given them to weather all the storms and to be balanced during the times of elevation. Genesis 12:2 says, I will make you into a great nation. This is what God was calling Abraham to when he was telling him to disconnect himself from the constraints of his old family, his natural family, and connect yourself to the spiritual dimension of family that I'm calling you to. And there I'm calling you to make your family. He says, God said, I would do this. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you. I will empower you to succeed and to achieve everything that I put before you. And I will make your name great, because you are to be a phenomenon in the land. That your name is to be known, and you are to be a sign and a wonder and a miracle to all those that are outside the commonwealth of this nation, and you will be a blessing. And this is what God's calling Christian families into, but a lot of us aren't there because we simply don't have the faith for it, because faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. And if we are not hearing that there is a kingdom mandate upon our lives to be phenomenal, to live our family's life structure and destination beyond that place that is average. we all have a duty to do this. It is our mandate. But coming into what that purpose is, with that intent, is very important, because even great families are off track 90% of the time. But the key is for the families that are phenomenal, they have a sense of destination. They know how to get back on track whenever the elements push them off. And we're going to take a break right here on Judy, and let's come back and let's talk about does your family have a formal mission statement? Is it an intent? Is something informal that everybody in the family kind of knows that this is what is the standard for our family and the direction for our family? Because I find that as I talk to family like yours and many of these families that have reached a place where I say that's absolutely phenomenal, I recognize that all of them have a sense of purpose, standard, a mark, a metric in which they all look to get back on track when circumstances in life wanted to push them off. Let's take a break right here. And when we come back, let's pick up that piece about how is it that your family came into its purpose, and how do other families do the same thing?
Okay.
I do not choose to be a common man. It is my right to be uncommon if I can. I seek opportunity, not security. I do not wish to be a kept citizen, humbled and dulled by having the state look after me. I desire to take the calculated risk, to dream and to build, to fail and to succeed.
YI Institute is an entrepreneur and leadership program for youth that teaches personal leadership, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Register your youth today at yicenter.com. That's yicenter.com. And your youth will learn how not to die in poverty, but to have poverty die in them.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. If you just tuned in, you've been listening to the Voice of Destiny show, and we have been blessed to talk to Prophet Judy Pert from Crown of Glory Ministries in the Washington, D.C., Baltimore area that has a tremendous message to bring to the kingdom of God and to the people that's outside the commonwealth of the church. But we've had you on the show today, Judy, to talk about the phenomenon of your family. You know, you were sharing early that you have five kids, and all of them, almost all of them, have finished college, and you got one that's about to go into college, and that how that was a mark and a distinction in your family, because that's not the case in most families. Most in America, that is, you know, many families, their children aren't making it out of high school, even from some of the best of families, the most wealthier family, the intellectual families. Families aren't making it. So that's a miracle that your family has been able to survive that. And so I was asking, what is it that your family did to come into a place of purpose where you could be intentional about your life and managing your circumstances?
Well, my husband and I first started out in our family, and one of the first things we said is that we're not going to build a marriage without a relationship with God. And
wow.
So my husband and I gave our life to Jesus Christ over 27 years ago. We built our marriage on God. God is the foundation in which we stand, a relationship with Jesus Christ, his son who died on the cross for our sins, washed away our sins. And on that principle of Christ, that rock, the Bible said that he is that foundation. He is that rock. And so out of that, God birthed a phenomenal family. We have five wonderful children. They're beautiful, and they're all saved. They all love the Lord, filled with the Holy Spirit. But how did we get there? God said to Abraham, Moses said in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6 and 7, he said, those words that I command you today shall be in your heart. He said, teach them diligently to your children. And this is what I did, Prophet Hart. Teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. And one of the things I did as a mother, when my husband was out working and doing different things, as a mom, when my children were small babies, I would hold them in my arms and I would pray and speak the word over them. When they were in my womb, I would pray and speak the word over them. When they were born, and then I would sit with them and teach them the word of God every day. We had Christian cartoons and Bible verses that they had to remember. Take them to church and get them involved in the ministry early on. We've been in the ministry for ever since we've been married, and so our children have been in the ministry along with us. But this part that says talk with them, all they hear out of our mouth is our relationship with God, but not just by words, but by our example. You know, be imitators of God as dear children. Imitate him, okay? And so they heard us talking, but they heard us, they saw us living it. Sit in your house. Sit down with them. Don't just run around, you know. Take time out with your children. Walk by the way. When we go out and do things with a family, we're constantly exalting the Lord in our lives, in our conversation. And we teach them God all around them, the things he created, the things he does, what's going on in our world. We talk to them, all right? When you lie down and when you get up, we lay down beside them, all right? We get up, you know, and we pray together. And this is what we do. And so this has been our measure. This has been the standard in our family. This is a daily thing, okay? And so people look at our family and say, well, what is it? It's a relationship with God. It's a praying family. Our children pray. My children are warriors. They know how to get in the word, and when stuff is attacking them, coming against them, trying to resist their purpose in life, they know how to take the word of God, utilize the word, speak the word, and get into prayer with God and watch God move obstacles out of their way. They've gone through college, had roadblocks when it came down to applying for grants and loans and things, and got into prayer on their own and watched God move stumbling blocks out of their way. They know God is real. They've seen God get them out of situations and circumstances. Personally, they know God is real. They've seen my husband and I do it, and they do it because that has become our standard. As for us in our house, we will serve the Lord.
And what happens is for many families that their relationship with God gets reduced to 2 hours on Sunday. And after that, they go home after church forgetting 96%. That's what the expert tells us, that we forget 96% of what we've had. And if we don't translate that into our family life, what we are learning in the house of God and begin to employ it as a part of, to make it our culture, our lifestyle, not just something we do on Sunday, our families will never really get to that destination call phenomenon where we are really a kingdom sign and a wonder. And you brought something out very important that, that families need to be aware of, that that our kids' behavior, the way they see things, is word activated. You took the word when they were in the womb and while they were outside of the womb, and you fed the word to them and you modeled the word to them, which activated their faith to live the way that they have been living their lives. And that's just powerful. That's phenomenal.
Yes.
What do you think, I want to get back to this. Does your family have a formal, like, mission statement? Or is this a corporate understanding that this is who we are or what we should do? And if so, how do you take and translate that formal or that informal sense of who we are and translate it into how we do things in this life and how we do things in this family?
Well, we live, the guy we live in our home basically is, you know, Jesus made a powerful statement. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. My children and I, my husband and I live that principle in our home. Everything you do, seek God first. And everything you want, everything you desire, your purpose, your destiny, your dreams, your goals, your ambitions will be added to you. My sons are at the age where they wanted wives, but they also knew they wanted godly wives. They wanted women that were filled with the Holy Spirit, that are walking in the very will, mind, and purpose of God. And so they seek God. And so God sends them, you know, believers as relationships. My son got married. My oldest son, his wife is a Christian. She's a minister filled with the Holy Spirit.
Praise God.
I mean, she's working on her doctorate. My other son just graduated from college. He said, Mom, I'm not selling for just any woman. I want a Christian woman. My daughter, she is using a relationship with a guy right now, but she's he was Catholic. So she's bringing him into the deeper things of God. You know, he knows of God. He has a relationship with God. He's a Christian, but he's not filled with the Holy Spirit. He doesn't know anything about the Holy Spirit. So she's been bringing him into the deeper things of the Word of God. And so my other two sons, they're young, and so, you know, they're just, you know, just dating, but they're not serious. You know, but, you know, just continuing to lay a foundation of Christ in my children, and they are looking and seeking for somebody that has that foundation in them. And so just by us, you know, feeding them that truth of the Word of God, they're looking for people who want to live and walk in the truth and revelation of who Christ is, you know. And so I really believe that your children will emanate who you are. They will reflect who you are.
Yep.
You know, the Bible says we are sons and daughters of God, and so we reflect Christ. You know, we want to be like him. You know, and so this has become our pattern, our life, and basically, like you said, our imprint. It has become who we are as a family.
Yeah, your children will do what they say. You know, hear you say, but they're also, most important, they'll do what you do. So the model, the pattern that you've laid before them becomes the script in which they would influence and affect their lives. We need to take a destiny break right here, and I'm telling you, the call of families to be phenomenal is a mandate for kingdom today. Every government has programs that they emphasize to bring their nation into order, and God's kingdom is saying right now, make more and better families, and we are able to do this through Christ Jesus, and this will be the sign and the wonder for many in these last days that we're living. If we can accept this, God's grace will be on us to be able to do this. We'll come right back.
If you're enjoying this prophetic and provocative conversation, give thanks with me for our monthly voice partners who help us to carry the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture to our generation. You too can become a distinguished monthly voice partner with a partnership gift of $15 to $45 a month. Our partners receive a monthly voice package that empowers them to be, do, and have everything God has destined for them. You too can become a monthly voice partner just go to the Partners page at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And register today as a monthly voice partner to keep the Voice of Destiny show in your community.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. If you've just tuned in, you've been listening to the Voice of Destiny show. We want you to be able to take advantage of this prophetic kingdom culture conversation 24/7. So tune in to voiceofdestinyonline.com. That's voiceofdestinyonline.com, where you can hear these incredible conversations 24/7. God does have a plan for our life, and one of the things that God wants us to understand that He wants to do business not just with individuals, but He wants to do business with whole families. The blessings that He put on one person, God wants to put that blessing on a whole family. We know this from the model in Genesis with Adam and Eve. God had called both of them to take dominion, and He had blessed both of them, and He commanded both of them to multiply and increase in the earth. And that mandate of the first Adam is the same mandate that's on the second Adam and his church, his body, that we will begin to come into Father's plan and purpose for us. And I've been talking with Prophet Judy Pert from Crown of Glory Ministries. Tell us a little bit about what your ministry is doing and what's the special emphasis that God's given you concerning family in your church during these days.
Well, Prophet Hart, we have Crown of Glory Ministries here in Randallstown, Maryland, and we're doing many, many things, raising up a whole new generation of leaders in our church. We have a lot of young people, I would say ranging from the ages of, 15, 16 years old up to like 35. It's pretty much the age range in our ministry. We also have an outreach part of our ministry called Generation Impact. And with that, that outreach arm is just reaching our youth, trying to get the word of God in them early. And part of that is teaching them how to be responsible kingdom citizens, teaching young men how to keep themselves and young women, how to look for that right person that God would send their way one day, how to live the word of God practically in their everyday lives. You know, and part of it is to be an example to their generation. But in doing that, we're empowering them, looking at them as that seed that will bring forth a great, phenomenal family one day. You know, knowing that in each one of them is the destiny of God, the word of God, the power of the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of grace for them to go out and change their world. Like God said, Abraham, in you the families of the earth will be blessed. And so in them, they know that what they touch and what they do will either demonstrate a blessing or a curse for their generation. And they know that they want to be that blessing in what they do and how they live. So Generation Impact empowers families, individuals, and people who don't know God to bring them into the revelation and knowledge of the truth of God's word and who Jesus Christ really, really is. So, so we want to empower, build, mentor, and train these young people. You know, and bring them into the fullness of God. And so this is what we do through our outreaches, our evangelism, street ministry, home Bible studies, Bible worship, you know, using technology, trying to utilize technology to bring them in. And we just did a youth concert, you know, with The Truth, the guy called The Truth, Righteous Nation, our worship team, and then another guy called, Brother Vaughn Vargas.
Very gifted.
Yes, and they had just impacted the young people, and we were able, they came to the altar, we were able to pray for them, and they were crying out to God, you know, and my husband taught on impact, how to impact your generation, and just bring the young people in and let them know that they are called by God and purposed by God to make a difference, and this is what we do, you know, so yes, we are doing that, we're reaching out, you know, we want them to understand that they must grow, they must mature. You know, you can't hang on the street corners. You can't, you know, be in the club 24/7. You know, you can't give yourself to addictions. You can't give yourself, you know, to sexual promiscuity. Know who you are. Know your values. Know your purpose. You know, clean your life up. You know, because one day you're going to be a father and a mother. You're going to be an example to your children. And so what kind of example do you want your children to have?
And that's
so
a huge
start with them young.
That's a huge burden that parents need to come into, that you're just not raising your children. You're raising somebody else's mother, somebody else's father, somebody else's husband, somebody else's wife. And we tell parents that, but the church got to understand that the church and the youth church and the children's church is the factory for tomorrow's leading disciples. And that this responsibility that we have to give them the power of intent, that you must live your life with an understanding that there's a burden to be, do, and have on your life that God's called you to fill, and that you need to know what that is, because there's a lot of things that you can do, but everything that you do is going to go through the fire, and the only thing that's going to remain is the thing that you're doing for Christ, the things that Christ has called you to do, and helping them and giving them the seeds and the resources and the means to be able to execute. You know, we have a youth organization called Youthpreneur. We teach kids financial literacy, entrepreneurship, and financial literacy, Prophet Judy, and you know, the Lord had given us the responsibility for that because one day, you know, I had a vision of a pastor, and he was complaining unto the Lord that, Lord, you know, you have given you've given the pastor on the other side of town all the millionaires, and I preach a better gospel. We fast more. We intercede more. We cast out more devils than that pastor, but all the millionaires, you've given it over to that church. And the Lord said, no, that's not true. I've given you more millionaires than that pastor has 10 times over, but they're in children's church right now. And
wow.
The Lord began to give me a vision of us making sure that we are investing in the genesis of their life, kingdom precepts, strategies to
That's
be,
right.
do, and have what God has called them to be. Because we are not just having Sunday school or children's church. We are building the cabinet of leadership that God's raising up for tomorrow. And we can't do
That's
that
right.
once they're raised. We've got to do that now before they get distracted by the strategies of the enemy to bring them into his system. And so what you're doing with music and speaking the language and the culture to the emerging generation so they can understand kingdom is so very important to the plan of God, because God has plan to use them. God wants to use them
yes,
in ways
yes,
that we didn't
yes.
get used. Most of us sought to be used inside the four walls of the temple, but God has some more plans, some bigger plans to move his gospel
right.
and his kingdom way beyond the four walls of the
right.
church, but into every arena, every marketplace arena that there is. God wants to have his salt and his light and his voice is there, but we've got to speak and give the materials and the resources for our young people to excel in this manner.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right.
Yes.
And what
so,
we're trying to do, too, is impact the schools.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you can get into the elementary, the middle, the high schools, the universities,
mm-hmm.
because this
yes.
is where they spend a lot of their time.
Yeah.
You know,
that's the mind mode you're saying.
Education system. So, like you said, we have to get into those systems. We've got to get in there. You know, we did the concert at Dunbar High. We were able to impact some of the young people in that region, that area. You know what I mean? And so trying
mm-hmm.
to get into the schools and getting in there, working with the teachers, working with the community leaders, you know, working with the politicians, working with whoever you need to work with to get the word of God and get principles and values
mm-hmm.
into the children. Because the Bible
mm-hmm.
said Abraham knew how to command and to teach his children and put it
mm-hmm.
in their heart, okay,
mm-hmm.
as well as Moses told the children of Israel to do the same thing, you know, to be able to put it in their heart. And so we want
mm-hmm.
the word of the positive message of
mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ and the kingdom
mm-hmm.
of God to get in them. And we also want the fact that living right, living holy, living pure is right for their
mm-hmm.
bodies, their future, their destiny, and that the preservation of wealth and transference of wealth for them to enter the land that God has given them. You know, not to perpetuate generational sin and generational curses, and to break that, you know, by heeding the word of God and teaching their children and allowing God to teach them. So all of this is so, so utterly important, you know, for
mm-hmm.
the birthing, for the birthing of what's good and right, you know,
mm-hmm.
and stepping into the right places in life all comes with what you're hearing. It comes with
wow.
hearing what you hear, you know, and how you apply what you hear and the application of that wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. It will be the end result of what you have before you.
Well, God's word says in Proverbs to train up your children in the way they should go and according to their bent. And when they are old, they will not depart. It was a blessing having you on the show with us to talk about the phenomenal family, Prophet Judy, and wow, time flies. But I got to tell you that this is a message that is not over. This is a conversation that God is building in order to release faith into the hearts and the lives of the phenomenal family. So, brothers and sisters, have a great day. Remember that this is the day the Lord has made for you. God does have plans for you, plans that will not fulfill if we're willing to submit to His will, His plans, and His purposes. God bless.
You've been listening to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Pastor Daniel Huff. Remember, kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's program, visit voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us at Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.